Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Something Brewing Show. This is Tracy Mahan, and I am here with my beautiful, wonderful, amazing, creative, happy, go lucky, up early, dancing host, Sherry Devine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good morning, everybody. I don't know that I'm dancing, but, you know, I did just see the video that I saw this video of a woman doing it many years ago. This time it's a man doing prancercising. So maybe I'll just be getting my prance on. I'm not dancing.
I'm
a prancer.
Talking about disturbing.
I'll have to go get that video off my other page and post it on the Cat Media page because, oh, my goodness, that's all I can say.
Oh, man. I couldn't have started the show off better. That's great. The prancercising, you guys. Let's get in on it.
That's it. I shared it with my daughter on my other page because we had seen the first video together. So, yeah, just a minute, everybody. I am going to go and see if I can find this and just share it with you because
meanwhile, I'll tell them how to get to the chat room while you go look for your prancercising.
I will do that.
All right, you guys, chat rooms, we have them in two locations. Oh, Cherry, did we open the Blog Talk chat?
Yes, we sure did.
Woohoo! Ha-ha. So you can chat on Blog Talk, or you can join us over on Facebook at Cat Media 2. And that's for Consciously Awakening Together. Just in case you're wondering why we chose Cat.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
I have the music for it going.
I was like, ooh, this would be a good story. No. So come join us over on Cat Media, too. If you're not a member yet, just ask to join, and we'll try and watch for that as well and get you in there as soon as possible. And so let's look for the chat banner at the top. It says each moment is a new moment, and chat below, that is the one we're chatting on today. So come join us in the chat room. Debbie's already found us over there. So good morning, Debbie. And if you would like to call into the show, we are taking calls in the second half of the show and answering questions. And that number is very tiny on my banner. So I'm going to go over to the other number, 646-668-8389. Cherry, when you make the banners, my old eyes can't see that.
Oh, what? What's wrong with you? My goodness. I have my magnifying glasses on. I can see it all. Okay, guys, I'm gonna have to get the prancercise video later because I can't pull it up without the sound. And, yeah. So.
Oh, I'm sad now.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I can do it a different way. We know it's a, you know, life or death. You must see this. It is so world stopping, world shaking. It is a must see. So we'll try a different way. Oh, I found a woman. Maybe I'll bring hers up.
If we could all just be in Cherry's world right now.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe I'll do the woman. She's much more fun. Whoops, see, there's that sound again.
You just need it long enough to copy the link.
I know. I've got out the sack. Just sack. Got it. It'll come up on YouTube, so you have to watch the little commercial, too. You know, half a commercial, no problems. But it is. We got it. You guys, you know, you just have to see this. You do.
You got to see it. Yeah. I would play it right now, but you said the volume's on it, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I have to wait to play it, dancing.
Yeah, you will like it.
It's a fitness workout. Are they doing that in public?
This woman is. The guy was even better because he's in a leopard, what are those Speedos with a little shirt thingy on. And, I mean, it's but if you visit Cherry Devine not Cherry Divine LLC, but Cherry Divine on Facebook, you will actually see the gentleman doing it also. So there you go, guys. Those are the world-shaking events for today.
Nice segue over to your page. Now let's everybody go friend Cherry. Everybody go friend Tracy. Let's be friends. And let's go to the websites as well. Mine's TracyMahan.com.
Oh, and mine would be Cherry Divine. Wrong place. CherryDivine.com. Hey, it is Mercury retrograde. It's early in the morning, and, you know, such is life. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. That's that new language.
So because we speak a foreign language at 7 a.m., Cherry and I are making some changes.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and announce that. We are going to change the time of our show just to play around with it a little bit. We're going to be doing 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and see how that time slot does. And so hopefully we won't lose any of you guys in that transition because we love you all and want you to stay with us. But as far as our schedules and listeners and stuff, we're trying to accommodate ourselves and the listeners as best we can. And we're going to move our show. So we'll be posting about that in Cap Media, I'm sure, this week. And then also probably announcing it again later on in the show for anyone that comes in later. So
yeah.
And I did 10 a.m. new time slot, Pacific time.
So, yeah. Yep. And I posted in both chat rooms. So if you forget, then you can go look there.
Go look there, guys. Go look.
That's it. I do want to make an announcement for anybody who is interested, because we've had, I have a retreat in February on the Big Island of Hawaii that I'm doing with a wonderful woman named Vicki Pruitt. We did one this year that was just the most amazing experience. It's life-changing, empowering. It's a way to really check in with yourself and move through old energy and just begin again. You know, today's all about beginning again. In a way that's self-assured, self-confident, and self-loving, which is, you know, more important than anything. But we have...
I'm trying to be sneaky and send Cherry a message, and she's got her little dinger on.
I am sure we can. But anyway, one house is already filled, and we do have the early bird special going until December 15th. If you are interested in it in the least or in the most, go to cherrydivine.com and look at 2018 retreats, and you'll get more information about it. And it, you know, but get in there, do it before the early bird special is gone and the houses fill up. We have two houses on the Big Island that we are filling. So, yes.
Yeah.
So there we go. So, yes. So just yes.
Yes, yes. It's all a yes. Do you want to go? Yes. Should you sign up? Yes. Do it now? Yes.
Yes. It is all yes.
It is. Maybe we should have changed our theme today, but yes. Still falls into our theme of each moment is a new moment. Don't be afraid to start over. Like we're
That's
going to.
Right.
We're going to start over next week and do 10 a.m. instead of 7 a.m. Yeah.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
You know what that means? That means you can hit snooze. It's okay. You can hit snooze. We're not on till 10, starting next week. And hello, Linda. I see you jumped in over there on our chat. I'm excited about the change. And, okay, so we're talking about not being afraid to start over or reinvent yourself. And there's cycles in our astrology chart, and I don't know enough about it to know what that's called. But I was just having this conversation with an astrologer the other day, and we hit these points in our lives where we are going to be starting over, doing something new, reinventing something, or we're going to have that urge or want to do that. And I believe Saturn is entering Capricorn. And from what I understand, that's going to trigger that for a lot of people. So don't be afraid. It's part of your makeup. It's part of your map of the world. Just be ready to start doing some new things, reinventing. I'm a Capricorn. That Saturn's going into Capricorn. I'm sitting here this morning going, Cherry, let's change this. I'm going to change this over here too. And I think I want to change that. And so, you know, it's hitting me already. Ready to make some changes, and it feels good, and it's kind of a fresh feeling of let's try something else. It's exciting. So,
how are you changing things,
Cherry? Because you know you've kind of had a mellow year, and I'm thinking maybe some change.
Mellow year, listen to her. But if I remember correctly, the Saturn return happens every 28 years in each person's life, so you have three, possibly four of them. And they are a big deal because you go through the first 28 one way, then the next 28 another. But each time it brings up your lesson. So if you haven't finished something or if you are just refusing, it keeps coming up but in a different way, which seems to be the cycle of our life. You know, for me, my life has changed so much. And it will be changing even more next year. Let's see, I got married. My husband lives in California. I will be moving to California. My family all lives in Oregon. And so I will be moving a distance from them. New starts, fresh starts. But, you know, this isn't just, you know, what we're doing, you know, in a month or a year. You can change it in a moment. Many people get really blocked on the idea of, it's put in, I'm having a terrible day, or this is going a certain direction, you know, and they feel stuck as if the moment it occurs one way, they can't stop it. All you have to do is stop, take a breath, and refocus, revision, and go off in another direction. You know, what is it you want to happen? You aren't stuck with the circumstances that are there in that moment. And remember, you're the creator of your life. So if it isn't supporting you, stop. And take that breath and ask, what does support me? What direction do you want to move in? You know, the idea of reinventing yourself. Wow. Think of it. Who do you want to be? Well, yourself, of course. But
who I want to be? Oh, I have to be myself. Oh,
yes, yes. But what self do you want to be? You know, let's put it out there that in this moment, the next moment, we stay in our self-loving, self-empowered self.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're gonna have a neighbor, because Linda's in our chat room saying she in 4 days she's heading to California. And she's on the East Coast, so now she gets to be in the Pacific time zone, which was the whole point of her posting that, because we announced our 10 o'clock time frame now. And so welcome to the West Coast, Linda.
Yes,
you know, it'll be much easier for you to visit me now. And obviously, Cherry's going to be in California, so it's way easier to visit her.
Yeah, what part of California? Linda.
Scoop.
Yes, we're in California. California's kind of a big state, which is really good, Linda, because then when the Mount Shasta retreats come up, you can attend because they are fabulous.
She's going to be there till February, so you'd have to hurry up. It's a job thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I'm not even moving down there until February or March.
Well, Linda, you can come up here and visit us in Oregon.
That's true. We'll all go out for coffee and... or tea or lunch.
Oh, heck, you come out to Oregon, I'll buy you dinner.
There you go. And I'll come there along and she can buy me dinner too. Okie dokie.
So. Yes, because I'm going to go out and buy a lottery ticket today and just buy everyone dinner. Yeah. Okay.
That's it. You know what? I bought one last night. Maybe I won, and I'll take everybody to dinner.
I love it.
Put it out there, kids. Yeah. But I look, and it's a go. It's a mine.
Yeah.
So
you know what I got set up in my living room? I haven't talked about my little copper pyramid for a long time. And I was going to do some energy work with a friend. So I woke up and I thought, oh, I'm supposed to set up my pyramid. So I set that up. And it's 10 by 10, so it's giant. So it takes up pretty much most of the room with the base of it. And luckily, the top of it doesn't hit the ceiling. But right now I have that sitting in my living room, and it's so cool because I can go and sit under that. And it has this really calming effect to go sit under the pyramid. So I've been enjoying that, and I don't know why I felt like I had to just put that in there right now. But maybe somebody needed to hear that because it just popped in. You need to tell them about. So there it is. I have it set up. I really like the energy. I go sit under there and just close my eyes and feel like I can just float away. So if I disappear, you guys, go look under the pyramid. There it is.
There yeah. It is. Well, you know, here's something is, and this just came in really, really quick, and that's the way my group works, is everybody listening? Everybody who's going to listen, everybody just envision yourself in the pyramid with Tracy.
Oh, it's a pyramid party.
It
is
a
pyramid
party. Oh, my goodness. This is interesting. This is, oh, my goodness. Okay, first of all, many people's hearts opened and stuff, but all of a sudden I got a piercing pain in my right eye.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's clear whatever that is. Let's move that because it's very uncomfortable. And that came in as soon as we went into that pyramid. Mm. And so we want to just take that energy. We want to send light to it, allow it to disperse and move. And there we go. Oh, gosh, because I had to move completely away from the computer.
Interesting. Yeah, I moved into my pyramid energetically and just moved that energy out.
Yeah, that's showing a blockage and envisioning. Who's having
seeing the future?
Yeah. Okay, kiddos, let's let that go, and you know, find out what it is, because if you don't, you know, look at it, if it's necessary for you to look at and you don't, then you just draw it right back to you. So
I'm gonna say something as well. You don't have to be a live listener for this to be your message. If you're listening in the archives, it could mean you. If it resonates, because spirit works like that. All time is now. So if you're listening to the show, archive or not, and you feel like that message might have been for you, then know that we're working on you. We got your back. We're moving that energy with you, so let's just let that go and see a bright future, very good future from our pyramid.
So, you know,
it just got crowded in there.
It did. It did. And oh my goodness. And that blockage is still in process of moving. So just remember, we don't have to hold on to anything. We can allow it to disperse. You know, but as we were doing this, I was all okay. It's absolutely gone now. So good job, everybody. Where we're talking about reinventing ourselves, all of a sudden I was pulled to look up a few steps to do this. And one of it is to sit quietly, close your eyes, and imagine the people, places, or situations that you may choose to leave behind. They put need. I don't feel need, but choose. And then look into your future and what you want to be there, who you want to be there. And, you know, then it goes on to say, stand for a moment silently and voice your appreciation for everything that came before it and everything that's coming after it. You know, thank the past, turn towards the sun, and with compassion and gratitude, imagine yourself walking away from the past and into your future. Then rewrite your invention. And what's it going to look like? What do you want in it? What type of friends? What's the scenario? In, you know, all of a sudden, as soon as I said that, it's like people, it just showed people who were in financial scarcity having difficulty with this one, envisioning a future where they have, you know, financial security. So remember, if you're holding on to the past, it's allow that to go. What do you want to be have there? And no, money does not equal happiness. So choose to have financial security. Choose to have happiness. Choose to have love. Let it all come in. See perfect health. Then, you know, then it says to surround yourself with visual reminders of the life you'd like. So there's your vision boards, and we're coming up to that time of the year to create vision boards. Not that you can't do it anytime, but the new year's almost here. And then break it up into workable parts. What type of task, what energy do you put in for each part? And then go back each and every day and to that vision of you walking into your future. But, you know, this is what they're saying here, and I'm not reading all of it, but what they showed me is as you're walking into the future, don't go back to the same point each time, because that's going to keep you at that beginning stage. Instead, progress through it, you know, and claim it. Know it's yours. And so see yourself stepping into it, see the new home, see the new job, see the new love, see whatever, but see how it keeps moving forward. You know, you don't hold the same conversation with the new love. You don't always walk through the door, see each other, embrace. You know, maybe you want to be in a perpetual embrace all the time. You know, I don't know. But myself, I'd like to hold some conversation, go shopping, maybe go for a cruise, whatever. So see the different stages. And I will post this particular article because I found it pretty interesting and exciting and easy. You know, mankind tends to complicate.
I'm going to add to see your bank account full. See it.
Yeah.
See it with lots of money.
So, yeah.
We are getting questions in the chat room, too. So let's make sure we go back and look at Karen's question when we get to the reading stage of it. And reminder to everyone that if you do have questions for Cherry and I, you can call in 646-668-8389. And
you're right. I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I went back and looked at those numbers and thought, dang, those are small.
On the banner, yes. That's why I'm reading it off for you guys in case you have eyes like mine where you're like, what does that say?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's all good. If you guys do have other questions and you're not able to call in, but you can get in the chat room and ask your question in there. We try to get to both. So by all means, please do that. And it's funny because while you were reading off the different steps and reinventing yourself and doing those things, I was just focusing on that pyramid energy. And my goodness, that just kept getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And so that was kind of fun. I enjoy having all that energy in there.
So we'll just make that our sacred space. Well, how does that work? What's the point of having the pyramid? What's the point of having the copper? And what is that? Explain that all to me.
Oh, goodness.
briefly.
You know, so I'm going to tell a little story, I guess. My parents got what they call a beamer mat, and it puts up these little electrodes or whatever. You lay on it, and it shifts the energy and sends vibes through the body, and it helps to heal. And so you lay on this thing called the beamer mat, and while you're laying there on it, it just kind of causes some nice relaxation. It just allows you to relax and the healing to begin, and just the different vibration it sends through the body is healing. Well, my understanding is the pyramid does the same kind of thing. It raises the vibration. And they've used pyramids all around the world, experimenting with pyramids. They'll put like let's say you have a little small pyramid that would fit on your countertop. They've made those where they put fruit under the pyramid, and then they put a bowl of fruit outside on the counter. Same fruits, picked the same day, and just experimenting with the longevity of the fruit in the pyramid versus just sitting on the counter. And the stuff under the pyramid lasted way longer. And so they started putting it over gardens and meditating in pyramids and doing things like that. And they're finding that people are creating healing. And so it just creates this vibration through the pyramid that just it's healing and creates longevity and peace. And it's kind of like creating a vortex. Like if you go to Sedona and you sit in the vortexes and stuff, and it gives you that kind of peaceful, for me, it was kind of a peaceful, neutral feeling. It wasn't a high, it wasn't a low. It was just, life is good, you know, like a hippie, life is good. And it kind of creates that euphoria when you're sitting in the pyramid. And that's what I've been experiencing with it being in my living room, is I'll go sit under it. And I mean, this week we've had some crazy things happen. My son's had some crazy things happen, actually. He was driving down a very busy highway. The driveline fell out of his pickup. And, you know, that's upsetting. But here's the magic of this. We're looking at that and we're like, that driveline didn't hit anybody when it fell out of the pickup. It didn't hit another car. It bounced off to the side of the road. He was able to get off the highway, coast his truck just to the point where two lanes were merging, and it has that that V where the two highways were coming together, and it was a big open space, and he was able to park his truck there and be safe until the tow truck could come get him. And so it's like, okay, yeah, bad thing happened, but look at the miracles. Nobody got hurt. That drive line didn't hit anybody. You had a safe place to park. We were able to get a tow truck out there, and it got there quicker than you thought it was going to. Everybody's okay. Big scenario. So then the poor guy had to take my little Miata because his vehicle is broken. So he takes my Miata yesterday on his day off. He was heading to work. He had his truck towed to his work because he works for Les Schwab and has access to a shop. So he was going to work on his truck. And he takes that little car out, and he's sitting in a turnout lane, and the guy next to him decided he wanted to turn, apparently didn't see him, turns right into him.
And, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, he calls me up all upset. I was with a client, but I'm seeing him call, and I'm thinking, that's not, I know where he went, so what's going on? Why is he calling? So I pick up the phone. He's upset. We're talking about it, and I felt bad because I had to go. I had a client that was literally staring at me through my computer. So I was like, okay, I got to go. I'll call you back. So very proud of him. You know, he's 19 years old. He's growing up fast. And he was okay. He had, but within the time I did the client thing, he had already taken the car in to get an estimate on it, worked out the details with the other driver, did all of this stuff that, you know, it's like, I was really proud of him for the way he was handling it and took care of it. Again, no one got hurt. Everyone was okay. Life lessons are learned. But this, the Miata is actually my middle son's going to be his car when he turns 16. So we had to break it to him because it was in an accident. And so, but when he got home, we're looking at it and realize the only thing that's wrong with it is it got dented on the front fender. And next thing you know, these boys are working together at, you know what, we could probably do this ourselves. We could pull that off and then we could do this and this. And they're out there instead of being upset, getting excited about the project. And I was like,
oh, fun.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there thinking something shifted. And I'm thinking it might be that I set that pyramid up.
Something came to mind. You may want to have him ground out, though, because your energy would be so high in the house that many people would not see him on the road.
Oh, very true. And I did have him ground out, so I must have picked that up, too, because I did. As soon as I was talking to him, I said, do not drive that car anywhere until you get grounded and just allow yourself to come down, because right now you're really amped up and your energy is all over the place. I want you, and he doesn't like it when I talk to him like that, but he was even willing to do that. So, yeah, you're right. So we'll just have to ground everybody. Everybody in the house is grounded. That's it. So they probably wouldn't like me to use that term. I'll have to explain it. But anyways, yes, it's been a very calming energy. Like I was telling you last night, I slept for hours. It was like, oh, and it was just so cozy and comfortable. And it was like, that's kind of what I think the energy of the pyramid does. It just kind of neutralizes energy versus being upset about, we all could have been extremely upset about the car, and instead they're making it a project. And it's like, oh, well, this is cool. Okay. And, you know, they're looking at it as an opportunity to do something together even. So it's great. And everybody was okay. Nobody got hurt. It's good. So we look at the blessings.
Yes, and we do.
Yes, you sound distracted. Where'd you go, Carrie?
Just a little. I am a little distracted. I had a client say, "Hey," and I'm going, "Okay, I'm doing the radio show. Gotta wait a minute."
I know.
Yes.
I love that. I think what happens when we do the radio show is our energy goes out into the world, and then people that know us are like, I need to contact them, because I swear that happens during the show every week for me. Somebody starts writing me and it's like, I'm doing my show.
Yes, that's it. It's like, whoa, just a minute.
Join us over here. You can hear my voice. Come chat.
Oh, my.
So shall we do some reading?
We're reading each other's minds, because I was just getting ready to say those same words. So,
awesome.
Well, yes, we shall. And so this is caller with the last four digits, 6949. You are on the air. Who are we speaking with, and what is your question? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you girls doing today?
Really good.
Good.
I got lots of sleep last night, so I'm happy. So,
I wake up all the time in the middle of the night, several times.
I usually do, too. That's why I was saying it. I slept through the night, and I have a puppy that usually gets me up at 3 a.m. because he thinks that's a potty break. And he slept through the night, too. So it was good.
Well, you know
what?
Well,
about 3 a.m.
I joined you, Tracy, because it just dawned on me. I had texts come in the middle of the night that I didn't even realize came in, and normally I will wake up when my phone goes off. So, okay, back to
my question.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm trying to decide. I feel like I'm on the precipice of a big change in my life. I'm looking for work. I had an interview Thursday. It would require a move because it's a long distance move. It's like an hour and a half drive north. I'd have to move. I'm wondering if you pick up whether or not I'm going to get this particular job that I interviewed for and move, or if there's something else job-wise coming in for me and I'll be staying in this area, if you pick up anything.
I have a question to ask you back, and it's only because we have choices, and the question is, what do you want? And we said it earlier, what do you want to have happen? And so tell me what it is you want, and then I'm going to focus on that question or in that energy.
I want the job.
Mm-hmm.
The prospect of making the move up there is a little daunting to me because I had my heart set on living down where I'm currently at, but it would be just too long of a drive every day on me back and forth. So I have to get my mind wrapped around the thought of moving. But the cost of living up there is even more expensive than it is down here. And New Jersey is expensive to begin with.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what this is Terry, I got that right away, is the resistance to the move will hang you up on getting this position. And that is the first thing I picked up on, is you don't want to move. You know, at this moment, it doesn't mean you can't change that thought, and it's a perfect show for this, as we can reinvent, rechange in an instant. So that's what I picked up on. I'll go back to more of what I got in a minute, but Tracy was speaking, so I want to put it back in her lap. So, Trace?
You could hear me do that in my mind?
I could. Yes, of course I could.
Okay, so Laura, the first thing that came in for me, and actually it was before you even asked your question, is that all of your energy is on the outside of you. And I don't know how to explain this, so I'm going to try. But I want you to pull it in. It's like everything you're looking at, you're putting outside of you. And so to manifest and create what you desire, I want you to bring it in. So the way that I have people do that in my office is look down at the ground, because that brings you into your body when you look down, and it brings you into the emotions. And then I want you to think about what you desire. Bring it in, not putting it out, but bring it in, so that you can be in the feeling of what is it like to have this amazing job and live in a place I love and be able to afford it. And, you know, whatever rainbow you want to create around that, you have the power to do that, but you got to bring the energy back in. It feels like it, when you're putting out your desires, you're putting them outside of you, and it's taking you longer to create and manifest when they're outside of you. So bring it in. And then I'm going to let Cherry have it back while I look at what happens with this job, because I wanted to cover that part first.
Okay. You know, the first thing that happened after I gave you the information and Tracy gave you the information is I became relaxed, and I pay attention to everything in a reading because it'll happen in my body also. And so there's been a part of you that's been way too tense in this. So allow yourself to relax into the situation. It isn't a have to do it this way or have to do it that way. And there's an interesting little streak going across the sky right now. And I'm looking at it going, and it's moving slow. So know that you're choosing to do this very slowly, or what appears slow, and that is okay because you're putting things in place. And I also want to have you let go of the idea everything's so expensive. When we hold on to thoughts like that, it's a long move, and it's expensive there, it's expensive here, but it's really expensive there. Then we create parts that are unobtainable. It just keeps us in our discomfort. So see, no matter which you choose, that you're comfortably supported, you make great money, and easily afford whatever it is you choose. I get that this job is going to be offered to you, but there is a really good chance you're going to decline unless you let go of the resistance to moving. And the idea of affordable or not affordable. If you choose to decline, because remember, we don't have just one path to take. We have several. But I get another opportunity comes in for you, but it doesn't feel until like the beginning of next year. And it'll keep you in the location you are. But something about this particular job at this moment is very ho-hum, where the job that is offered to you now really challenges you and allows you to engage. So sit down with yourself and envision what it is you want, but have it in a comfortable space. It isn't that you have to do one or the other. It's create what you want. But I do get that this position is going to be offered to you. If you choose to take it, let it be an easy move. Let it be into a comfortable place, and that you are able to afford everything really great. And you make new connections, new friends, because it does show getting there, being a little disoriented, but then reaching out.
If you choose
to stay and go for the other job, move it from the idea of ho-hum to opportunities. Because this is, you know, right now you're in the form of creating. Create what your heart wants, not what your worries and fears are, okay?
Yeah, that makes sense. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You bet. I'm going to put it back to Tracy, though, because she was still thinking on everything. So
processing. My poor squirrel's so tired from running the wheel. So I was getting actually the exact same thing Cherry did. It felt like you have some power in this. You can create So if you, like she said, if you take that move, let go of the idea of any of it being difficult. But I got the same thing that if you chose to stay, that you could manifest and create a job that would be equally as desirable, I guess is the word I want, near you so that you can actually stay where you're at. But it does take a little bit of time, like she was saying. It's not just going to pop up. You got to create it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but
put it in your mind. Put it in
like
your thoughts.
Take another job that it would all work out. I'd have new friends.
Yep.
Get a positive move.
One of the things I picked up with you taking the other job and doing the move is that you can't look back and be like, oh, I sure miss, New Jersey. Oh, I sure miss. You can't do that to yourself. Okay. So when and if you take this job and you make the move, you have to look at that time that you were in New Jersey as, okay, well, I got to do that, and then move forward. Okay.
Because
well, otherwise it's going
to... an hour and a half north in the same state. It's just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, just not in the spot that you want to be. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just don't be looking back at that longingly. Just make sure you cut the cord to that feeling, because if you do that, it's going to affect your experience.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. This has been very helpful.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Very good.
Good luck, Laura. Either way, you got great things coming. So new job up north, or, if you end up not doing that, create that job right where you're at. Something that you would love and enjoy.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, I have to throw this in. As Tracy was talking, it's Laura, I'm getting that you're in a very powerful creative potential of your life. So I'm not sure where you're sitting astrologically, but you have a space going on. It's as if you throw out your dreams and let them go from your heart. They manifest very quickly.
Yeah,
so
that's what I was picking up earlier when I say bring it inside, because your manifesting ability, when you pull it into your center, is way more powerful than when you're putting it outside of
yes.
You.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate the reading. Thank you both. Have a good
yeah.
You're welcome.
You have a great day too. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Okay. And caller with the last four digits, 1961. You are on the air. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question? Hello?
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I am calling from New York. And you guys
well, hello.
New York.
Really good.
Yeah. New York. Is it cold there? Because it's getting cold here.
It is indeed getting cold here, and I detest the cold, but hey, it makes the warm weather all the better for me to enjoy it.
That's true.
That's true. I love it. Very optimistic.
So I feel like this show topic is just speaking to my life in many ways. So I am looking to do a pivot of a new job, new situation, new something. I wouldn't say my current job is unbearable, but I just say it's not ideal, and I'm dealing with it. Part of the problem where I know I've kept myself stuck is I just always thought of the negative things, such as I don't have a college degree, I haven't really kept up with my technical skills, even though that's what I'm kind of doing, so I kind of haven't looked because I wasn't sure where to look, but I'm realizing that's just keeping me in the same spot. And I have to open myself up to manifest. So, trying to put that energy out there, I was just wondering if you guys could give me any pointers aside from me listening back to the show at things you suggested.
Do I get to step in first, Tracy? Because
okay, I'll take
okay, the word police. The word police.
The
is
word
coming
police.
Out.
I knew you were going to catch that.
Oh, yeah. Sweetheart, you are not trying anything. Let go of the word trying. You're doing. The moment you put energy in, you're doing, and that allows you to claim it. It isn't that you have to, must do, need to, should do, any of that. That's old belief system. What do you want to do? Choose to do it. Allow yourself to create it from the power of you. And I love that you picked up on looking only at the what you call the negatives, the lack. I don't have this. I'm not capable of that. And it's looking at opportunity. I am this, and really claim who you are. Initiate getting online classes. It does show you taking some online classes, but I do want to let you know that you're speaking to a person that if somebody would told me that I would be doing what I do now earlier in my life, I would have laughed hysterically. I was a lead internal investigator for a large retail chain. The last thing I thought of doing was something like this, but we change in a second at times. And for me, it was a blink of an eye. So don't look at your limitations. I want you to list out 10 of your top qualifications. Then I want you to list out 5 of your interests. What draws your heart? And then look and put out 3 classes to take, because it does show you putting everything in place. We're in the beginning year. We're coming to the end of the beginning year. We just ended a 9-year cycle. We're in a new 9-year cycle. So you're putting the stepping stones and going forward. Don't look at what you've been told you have to do, because I keep seeing that you're doing what people have said it was open to you, what you should do, what this is all that's open to you. Let go of that. It does show you going into a new opportunity, but also look at self-employment. You know, there shows some type of side job. Look on the internet, that sort of thing, because it shows you starting on the side and bringing that in and really putting some energy. I'm supposed to tell you, you give up too quickly. You give up too quickly on yourself. And so it's time to believe in you and quit giving up on you. That's right. Why I said you'll have to go back and listen to the 10, the 5, and the 3, because once the information comes out, it leaves me, and I don't remember what they said. So you will need to look at that. And if you have a radio on in the back, could you go ahead and turn it off for us, because we're catching all of that. And Tracy, I'm going to send it over to you now, honey.
Okay. So when I was listening to you ask the question, what I was noticing is a feeling of not sure what you would like to create. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is, when you said the word manifest, and I sit here with my eyes closed listening to your voice so that I can be tuned into you. And when you said the word manifest, it was like this vibration went through your entire body. And we got to pay attention to that. That means that you are in a state of creating, but here you are not knowing what you want to create. So this is what I'm going to invite you to do. Make a list of how you want to feel when you are at your work. I want to feel appreciated. I want to feel successful. I want to feel energized. I want to feel like my bank account's full. I want to feel like, you know, list off what you want from that job, your desire for that job. You don't have to know what the job is. Okay. And then the universe will put you in a scenario that fills those desires when you come from a place of already having it. Use that vibration that manifested and was created just with that word manifesting. I mean, it was big when you said, I am manifesting. It was like, woo. So don't create more wanting. Make sure that you sit in a position of already having the most perfect job you could ever create, already having a job where you feel successful and appreciated and paid well and whatever, you know, make your list. I have to ask, if you're already in a hospitality job, are you already doing something in that nature?
I am not. It's kind of like customer technical support on the phone.
Okay.
I don't know if that qualifies.
You're really good at it. You're really good with people. That's what I just kept getting, is you're really good with people. You'd be really good at a hospitality type job. I don't know if you've considered working for like a hotel or somewhere where you would perform customer service, but it feels, and I know the phone job is, but I feel like this is an in-person thing. The phone job kind of keeps you separate from that. And there's something about you interacting with people that really lights you up. It's fun. You like doing it. You're good at it. But I think you would benefit from it being in person. So maybe something through, you know, I don't know if a restaurant necessarily is the idea. To me, when I saw it, it felt like you were, my feeling was that you were working in a hotel behind a desk, helping people or doing something of that nature where people came up to you and asked for assistance and you were the one that provided that. I don't know if you were hoping for a techie job, but I just want you to know that that your gift to work with people is really strong. So like Cherry was saying, even if you went and got that techie job, do something, find something that's on the side where you are working with people because you are a healer and you do that through your words and your comfort. Okay.
Okay. And I have to throw in two more cents here. Your identity is not your job. Somewhere you become defeated and deflated by looking at what you do is who you are. And that is not a truth at all. You're an amazing person, an amazing being. You have this fabulous heart. And for whatever reason, it shows puppies licking your face. I saw that when Tracy was talking. But so really love who you are and find and feel your true identity. Not this idea of what you've been told you are and this idea that a job makes you something. A job is just what we do. It isn't who we are. Okay?
Okay, got it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay.
We should grab Karen in the chat room before.
I just love how connected we are. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. And then we should have time for the last caller here. So
okay.
Karen's question. I'm at work and can't listen. However, I appreciate any message. I'm starting over but feel down and misunderstood about all areas. You know, when we were talking about the pyramid, Karen came to mind. And so, Karen, I invite you, when you listen to this, to imagine yourself sitting in the pyramid with me, okay? Because it really helps to balance those energies out and get rid of the those feelings of down and misunderstood. But here's another thing to remind you. We are in the Mercury retrograde. So be with these feelings and allow them to have their moment because all feelings want to be felt. So, you know, be with feeling down. Honor the fact that you feel down. Be okay with it. It's like, okay, so right now this is what I feel like and this is what feeling down feels like. This is what misunderstood feels like. And I love to remind people to look at everyone else on the planet as actors in your play. So these people that are misunderstanding you, you know, look at them like actors in your play. What is this telling me? What is the feelings that it's bringing up? It's doing it for a reason. So everyone you're looking at is an actor in your play. What is the message? And just sit with that for a little bit. What is the message? With you, with misunderstood, what is the feelings? What are the feelings that come up when you're feeling misunderstood? And then just be with those. Okay, Cherry.
Okay, one of the things that, as Tracy was talking, I kept getting a congestion in the lungs and a feeling of a blockage over the heart chakra. And so it is really important for you to open up and love who you are. Remember, when we step outside of ourselves and not appreciate the inner parts of us, the outer world will come in and show the reflection of how we do not support who we are. You are, like all beings within this world, a creator of magnificent, a child of the universe. Yet the loving begins from within. It is not to disregard the emotions, as Tracy said. It is to appreciate the emotions, for these are old issues that are clearing from deep inside of you. It is to honor those as you honor all that you feel. But child, the loving begins with you. Love who you are. Also understand the sensitive nature of yours. This particular season that you are in the region you live, is a time when many beings feel as if they are distressed, they are sad, they are alone. And so, again, you're pulling in and feeling what others are feeling around you. Instead of discarding those feelings of others, send ropes of love to them. We say ropes because it is only an energetic connection. It does not have to deplete you. It is energy being sent from the center of you, the divine center that understands unending love, uncomplicated love, unconditional love to all others who are willing to see it. Rejoice in who you are, child. Rejoice. So that's the message they wanted to give Karen.
All right, Karen. Rejoice.
You got it, girlie.
Do it.
Rejoice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. Thank you, Karen.
You too. Yes. Okay. Caller with the last 4 digits, 5267, you're on there. Who are we speaking to? What is your question? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jay. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi.
Hi. All and
right. We just fell in love with your voice, just letting you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't get to leave. Just stay right there.
Thank you.
keep talking.
Well, I'm not in the best of moods today. And
yet.
Here's the deal. I'm 45 years old. I have no career. Everything's falling apart. And I'm feeling pretty lost in the world.
Okay. Well, you know, you picked the right show. It's in each moment is a new moment, and you reinvent yourself. And so I do find it very interesting that you're in this distressed state, yet Tracy and I both picked up on your personal magnetism, the strength that comes through in your voice. You know, it's sometimes we have to have the bottom pulled out from underneath us so that we will start new. And many people are going through this shake-up stage where they feel like they've lost it all, jobs, relationship, mm-hmm. you know, many different things. Not so
nothing
they will
in my life makes sense.
Well,
and that's so that you'll start looking at other things. Sometimes that's mm-hmm. the way it works. You know, like Cherry was saying, everything gets pulled out from under you. None of it makes sense. You get to be in that fog for a moment, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, this isn't working. Now I need to start looking for what is working. And it makes you look outside of the box. Do something
new. This is
like
5 years now, though. I mean,
okay, I want you to stop right there. Honey, I want you to stop right there. And here's part of the thing people do not do, and I'm not chastising you, it only feels that way, is the moment information is given to them, they reach back to the negative and grab it and hold on to it. As you do that, it does not allow you to create anything else. So I want you to practice letting go of what you're seeing, what you've had, because you can change that in a moment. I am a woman that's experienced some pretty devastating things in their life. 5 years ago, my husband died of cancer, and the whole world fell out from underneath me. Yet life continues on. And so it's understanding this is a new point, a new beginning, but not to hold back to what hasn't happened, but to create what you want. You have that ability. So focus on the positives. What are your strengths? What are your desires? What do you want? It's not saying, hey, life's been this way for 5 years. It's like, where do I want it to go now? And really allow that to happen. And it does show you, now again, this year stays slow for you, and it even feels as if January feels a little slow and things begin picking up in February. But you're in your monk in the cave stage, that inner part of you, really going in. You have some old issues, that stem from the age of 5 and 10 years old that have not been dealt with, please meditate on those and go back to that 5-year-old. Some feelings of abandonment, loss, sorrow, and then go back to the 10-year-old. But adults keep going, oh my goodness, I'm done with that. I already know it. I understand it. Well, you still have those emotions going on in you. That's going to open up what's inside of you. It's time for you to support who you are, love who you are, and be who you are. That's going to allow you to create forward. But anytime you start to reach back and go, oh, well, but, I want you to stop that right there because you're just holding on to old energy that's not serving you whatsoever. And there's something about the group wants to, the group that I work with wants to talk to you directly, almost man to man, because that actually works for you better than somebody trying to cajole you along. But you've got some huge life changes coming, but let's make them positive. Okay, Tracy, I've said my 2 bits.
Okay, Jay, I'm going to keep mine short. My hiatus was 3 years long, and it feels lonely and long and like it's never going to end. But everything Cherry said, don't go back and grab it. Start fresh. Look at, shake that energy off the best you can. And catch yourself in those moments where you're dragging that story forward and change your story. That was one of the biggest things for me. I had to change my story. When you're talking to somebody and you're telling them your story, what does it sound like? Is it supporting you or is it bringing you right back to that prison? So I understand when you say it was 5 years long because mine was over 3 years long. And it feels like nothing's ever going to change, and I get it. But you know what? Then it did. And all of a sudden, then all kinds of, it's like all the puzzle pieces finally fell into place. And then you look back on it and it was a blink of the eye. So spirit doesn't look at time frames like we do because they don't experience time like we do. So 5 years may feel like 5 minutes to them. And so just let that part go, move forward. You got great things coming. Just keep your focus on the wonderment of what's next. What's next? And just invite spirit to bring you something. And what I'm going to ask for today for you, Jay, is I'm going to ask the angels to come in and give you some demonstration that you have support, that this is changing, this is moving for you. So asking, and I want you to ask with me, ask for some demonstration that everything's okay and you're going to move forward. So, because we all need that encouragement.
You know, we do. And it's really interesting, Tracy, as soon as you said that, looking out and saying what's next and dreaming, that's where the inner child came up. When did you lose or have it put on the back burner of looking out and saying, gosh, what's next with excitement?
Probably around 5.
Okay, so you get to go back and talk to that little 5-year-old boy and bring his wonderment back. Let him look out at the magic of life, of what's next. Focus your energy on the positive, sweetie. You are so loved. It is just amazing. Yet,
did anybody else catch that 5-year thing?
Yes, I did. Anybody else listening? So, you know, and it's remembering you're loved and you're supported, sweetie. And so focus on love, but start loving yourself and bring that boy out and let him play. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, Jay. You have a good day.
Yes. Thank you. Wow. Okay. We're at the end of the hour. And, you know, I want to thank Jay for being just a fabulous caller because, you know, opening up like that is not always easy. And
no.
Jay opened up. So thank you.
And reminder, next week, we're starting the show at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So you guys, you can mark that on your calendar so you don't miss the show. We'll do a bunch of reminders on social media, but hopefully you guys aren't setting your alarms early to get up for our show because I know like hundreds of you do that. So...
Yeah,
I know I do. I do. Do you do that, Cherry?
I do. I get up extremely early.
Yeah, so we're not doing that anymore. We're going to all sleep in and we're going to join in here at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern next week. and see how that goes for everybody. And we want your feedback on that. We do want your feedback because, you know, we're willing to move it back to 7 a.m. if that's a better time frame. But we're noticing that we need to make some changes here. So we're going to give it a try. See what happens.
And that's
love
it.
You guys.
Yeah, love you.
End of show. Love you. Yes. Come see us on our websites and on our Facebook pages. You know how to find us. Put our names in. You'll find us.
We are there.
We're there.
Okay, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye. We'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.